ring, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. So incensed with her proposed rules and regulations that they all resigned. Thereupon, Elizabeth immediately appointed women aldermen to fill the vacant offices. Well, since then, other minor city officials have handed in their resignations, only to have their offices filled with feminine appointees. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now, friends, we have a little scene which is familiar to many of you. It's late at night, and the peace and quiet of the house is broken by...
Ouch!
And then our hero says...
That chair would be in the way.
Whereupon his wife wakes up and calls...
What's the matter, dear? Did you hurt yourself?
Oh, I just stubbed my toe, that's all.
Well, why in the world are you out of bed this time of night?
Oh, I couldn't sleep. I guess I shouldn't have eaten that sandwich before going to bed. Now I've heartburn and I can't go to sleep.
Well, you should know what to do for heartburn. Why do you think we have Alka-Seltzer in the house?
And there you are, folks. The moral of the story is, keep Alka-Seltzer handy all the time. Then, when heartburn causes you distress, get the quick relief Alka-Seltzer can give. Remember, too, by taking Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed, you can often avoid distress later on. So get a large package from your druggist today. You'll be glad you did. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jotham-down store. Lum is talking on the telephone.
Yeah, I was just checking up, Miss Emmeline. I want to remind you that this is... Oh, you hadn't forgot it, huh?
No, or to be bored for the same.
No, I don't know what the picture is they're showing tonight, but I know it'll be a good one. Special seeing it with you.
Slush and mud.
Well, I'll be over about 7 o'clock then, Miss Emmeline.
He's lost on his marbles.
Yes, Mom.
He's tall.
Yes, Mom. All right, Miss Emmeline. Goodbye, honey.
What did you say after you hung up there?
Nothing. Never said nothing. I love
don't
you.
Don't be slum. I don't see how you can think about going to a moving picture show at a time like this. Special with a woman.
Well, Abner, you know I've always have a date with Miss Emmeline on Tuesday night.
Oh, well.
They just run the moving picture on Tuesdays and Saturdays. It's always too crowded on Saturdays. Lots of youngins in the audience making fun of us. Her being a schoolmarm and all.
I know you always have a date with her on Tuesday, but Lord me, Lum, we're having a crisis even this town.
Abner, you're just worrying too much about this.
Well, it's something to worry about, having an old woman give her man. Lum, don't you realize that all the aldermen has resigned and Elizabeth pinted women to take their places yesterday?
I know all that.
Well, I don't guess that's something to worry about. Every man in this town's worried about it, excepting you.
Well, the whole trouble with you and all them other fellas is that you ain't learned how to take the long view.
Long view, pretto prattle.
I tell you, Edmund, this thing'll blow over. I admit it's going a little further than I figured it would.
Too far.
I never expected to have an all-woman government like we got, but they're all going to get sick of it.
I'm sick of it now.
Sometimes things get worse before they get better.
Well, how much worse can they get, Mom?
Well, just mark my words. In less than a week's time, them women will be anxious to give the government back to the men folks.
After they've had the government for a week, there won't be enough left of it to give back to nobody.
Abby, you're just getting yourself upset over nothing at all.
Well, look, you don't know what it's like to be married to the mayor. So I'll tell you, it's terrible.
It won't last.
And now I'm even getting complaints from the husbands of the new aldermen. Older women, I reckon you'd call them. Every one of them says to me, Abner, gotta do something about this. Lord, there ain't nothing I can do. Fact says pretty soon there ain't gonna be nothing that no man in this town can do about it.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
It's a woman's town. That's what it is, a feminine, female woman's town.
Well, I wouldn't say that, neither.
Well, it is.
You're forgetting that we've still got a couple of men officers in Pine Ridge. Uncle Henry Lunsford's still town marshal, and I'm still justice of the peace. We've got the law in our hands.
What good does that do, Lum, when the women folks are the ones that's making the laws now?
I doubt if they'll stick it out long enough to pass any laws, either. Just give them time, Abner, and take the long view. Well, I've got to get on home and iron my britches for my date tonight.
Now, Lonk, now you've got to call her up and tell her you can't make it.
Can't make it?
Why, sure. Get out of this thing, Lonk, while getting out is good. I'm telling you, Lonk, women folks is the worst possible thing you can get mixed up. Look what's happened to me. Look what's happened to Caleb Weehunt since his woman got the pinted alderman. Look what's happened to Ulysses S. Quincy.
Well, Miss Emmeline's different, though.
Different? Lon, there ain't no such a thing as a different woman. They might look different before you marry them, but I doggy, they all wind up the same way. Take my advice, Lon. Don't marry a woman.
Abner, I resent them remarks about Miss Emmeline.
Well, that's the truth.
She's a wonderful woman. Got good sense.
Oh, Lon.
Awful thoughty and sweet. And there's the sweetest woman that ever drawed breath.
Prattle.
Now, Abner, what's your language when you're referring to Miss Emmeline? I don't like that. In the first place, Miss Emmeline's super above your general runner with. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. I don't want to discuss this in front of him.
I don't blame you. And just let me warn you, Lon. If you go out a bunch of amongst a batch of men and say anything good about a woman around this town, you're going to get yourself in the dead blamedest fist fight you've ever been in your life. And I'll help whoever does it.
Howdy, character.
Oh, my.
My boots is really laced today, boy.
Boots?
Oh, yeah.
You got on your tennis shoes, Cedric.
Yes, Mama, I know it. I never did understand that remark, no. Life is sure wonderful, though, ain't it?
What's so wonderful about it?
Oh, wait, you hear Mama's in.
In?
Yeah.
At home, you mean? Doggy, that is a wonderful thing in this town nowadays, to find a woman at home.
No, Ma, I mean she's in politics. She's alderman, boy.
Yeah, I know about that. I'll tell you, Cedric, that ain't nothing to be happy about. You don't know it, boy, but you've had your last home-cooked meal.
Mom?
You might just as well try to forget your mama, Cedric, because you practical saw the last of her. I know what I'm talking about, too. I've been through it.
Oh, was your mama an alderman, too?
No, but my woman, Elizabeth, is a mayor. That's worse.
Well, sure is wonderful. I always knowed Mama'd make good. Don't you think it's wonderful, Mr. Lone?
Yeah, I reckon so, Cedric. I wouldn't look for it to last very long, though.
You mean her being alderman, you mean?
Yeah, I don't believe she'll be in that office very long.
No, Ma, Mama don't think so, neither.
She don't?
No, Mama.
Doggy, that's the first encouraging thing I've heard. What did she say about it, Cedric?
Oh, she said she'd more than likely keep that job for a few weeks just to learn the ropes, and then she'd go on to the governorship.
Governorship? Oh, my goodness.
Well, she says this is the kind of work she's always wanted to get into.
Uh-oh, there goes the whole state.
Got
right
natural
there.
Talents for it, she says.
Hear that, Long? Now, that'll give you an idea how quick them women are going to give this thing up. Looks to me like they're in it for good, sure, at the
Oh, world. You can't put no defense in what Miss Weehunt thinks. Just proves to me that none of them knows what they're talking about.
Well, that's the worst part of it right there. Here's a batch of women that don't know what they're talking about, and they're running our city. Not long, we've got to do something about it. We've got to get them women folks out of there. That's all
I mean,
you
just got to have patience and take
the... I know. Take the long view.
Yeah.
I've heard that, too.
Rick and Mama will actually get to be president of the United States, ever.
President of the United States. Oh, my goodness, Lord, I can't stand it.
She asked me this morning at breakfast how I'd like to be the president's little boy.
Oh, me. Oh.
But I don't know. I sort of got the idea of running for president myself.
You, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. See, I figure since Mama's got so much natural talents, politics must run in our family.
Mom, you hear that? There you are.
I've always wondered what I'd cut out for. Now I know. Politics.
Yeah, well.
Politics.
I'll say one thing for you, Cedric. You couldn't do no worse than that bunch we got in there running things down this town.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
Mom, how can you just stand there and not do nothing when you can see how things are going around here?
Abner, how many times do I have to tell you that it ain't nothing to worry about? This is just a passing fancy.
It ain't passing, and I don't think it's the fancy, neither. It's getting worse. It's spreading. It's a disease. We've got an epidemic. That's what it is. First thing you know, them women are going to take over this whole country just as sure as they were.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
They'll do it. I don't as they'll do it,
They
Mom.
Ain't got the brains for it, for one thing.
Who's talking anything about brains? I'm talking about what they're actually doing. That's what counts.
Abner, I ain't got time to argue with you about this. I've got to get over to the place and pick up for my date tonight.
Lum Edwards, you're a traitor.
Traitor?
That's what you are, a traitor.
Is that a good office to run for? I've got to start in summer.
Listen,
might just run for traitor.
Cedric, stay out of this, would you? Lum, we got to do something about this and do it right away. If we don't now, things are going to get right out of hand. story as that is, if ain't already.
Just calm yourself, Abner, and answer the telephone.
I don't want to answer it if some other fella wants me to do something about getting them women out of office.
Oh,
I can't do
that. All right, I'll get it myself.
Go ahead, answer.
No, Mr. Abner, I don't think we got a thing to worry about with Mama in there running things.
Hello, jot 'em down, store. L. Edders talking. Oh, hello, Miss Emmeline.
Oh, her again.
How's that? Why, sure, I'll be glad to bring you. She wants me to bring along my Justice of the Peace bag.
Good, good.
Shows right there she still believes in letting men run things.
I've got my doubts about it.
You ain't in no trouble that you need the law to help you, are you, Miss Emmeline? bring what? Well, what do you want me to bring the books for? Huh? Well, wait a minute. You're just fooling me, ain't you? Well, nobody told me about it. Well, I'll be dead drunk. Yeah. Sure, I'll be over. Goodbye.
What's the matter?
Of all the low-down, crooked things I ever heard of, this is the worst.
What's the trouble?
My grannies, they can't do this to me.
What if they did?
Just because I was so busy running you for mayor, I plumb forgot to run myself for Justice of the Peace, and Elizabeth's taking it upon herself to find a new one.
A new one?
And you know who the new Justice of the Peace is? Miss Emily. Granny, something's got to be done about this. This is the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of Pine Ridge. It's an outrage. It ain't decent. It's crooked. What can I do, Abner? What can I do?
Just what you told me. Take the law view.
It looks as though the political situation in Pine Ridge requires something more than the mere taking of the long view. But what will it be? Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, in millions of homes all over America, Alka-Seltzer has become the first place favorite for quick and effective relief from many common ailments. Take occasional headaches, for example. Alka-Seltzer's pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go right to work on your throbbing head because it's in solution when you take it. And because it's guarded by valuable alkaline buffers, the analgesic loses little or no effectiveness. Yes, for simple headaches, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of relief you want when you want it. And that isn't all. Only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. So never be caught without Alka-Seltzer. Now's the time to get a large package from your druggist. It contains over 3 times as many tablets as the small size, yet costs only twice as much. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.